So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you are here with me today on the Erica Glessing Show, where we bring you 8 minutes of inspiration every day. My guest today is a stunning sort of light bringer, and she has the gift of getting viral attention. One of her posts actually was seen by more than 11 million human beings. Rachel's a Minnesota mom, and she just kind of landed herself in this sweet spot of being able to get viral attention. So welcome, Rachel.
Hi, Erica. Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
Oh my goodness. So Rachel is a social media powerhouse. She helps entrepreneurs attract massive attention by using social media like a pro. So tell me, you know, I don't normally do this, but just jump right in. What was the $11 million post?
That post was so incredible. So one day I had this theory. I felt that virality was something that could intentionally be crafted. And so my husband and I had a conversation around it, and I actually decided to create that viral post that evening. So I wrote this post that had to do with my wedding ring. Uh-huh. And my wedding ring is, it's small. It's not teeny tiny, but it's a very modest, humble token of love.
Right.
And I wrote a post all about how the ring was not an indication of the size of our love. Mm. Well, it really picked up steam. In the first month, it reached 60,000 people. And to me, that was a ton of people.
Right. You're like, 60,000. This is awesome.
I was absolutely thrilled. And then a month later, it suddenly started picking up steam. And I checked my stats one day and it was at 1 million. And then it just kept growing until it had reached over 11 million people.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Tell us a little bit about sort of like, if an entrepreneur is starting out and listening to you, like obviously you're just a major rock star now, but if someone's starting out, what could they do to just kind of kick up their entrepreneurial business, especially if they're maybe someone who works from home or is just getting started in their business?
Definitely. So one of the first things any entrepreneur can do, and I recommend doing this with social media, is to focus on figuring out what your market wants and needs. It's so easy to put kind of a blanket statement out there in terms of marketing and trying to reach everybody. But instead, by really, and I'm going to say this in the Minnesotan way, niching down and knowing what your one ideal person really needs, you're going to reach so many more people because it's written for them. It's perfectly personalized.
I love it. I love it. What was it like to go on the Today Show?
You know, the Today Show interviewed me. It was over the phone, and this is the funny thing. I actually thought it was a prank. I thought it was one of my friends pretending to be from the Today Show, so I didn't believe it at all.
Oh my gosh.
And then when it went live, I realized, oh, this is real.
Oh, that's hysterical. So the producers just kind of hooked up, and then you connected, and then boom.
And all of a sudden, it was everywhere. And then I saw my story going up every single day on new online publications. I had tracked like 39 online publications, and then I stopped counting. It was translated into different languages, and it just was crazy the impact that that message on that post had.
You know, it's interesting because when I was married, I had a small ring, and I always kind of had a problem around it. So I loved that post too. Like, it really actually struck a chord with me. Like, what does that have to do with the amount of love there is, you know?
Yes.
I thought it was just such a cool way of striking a chord. So I wanted to just let you know
how, well, thank you.
It's really just kind of a heartfelt message. I loved it. I'm just going to ask you a little bit about your social media university. And, you know, we don't always go into like someone's product on the show, but I love your social media university. And I just need you to tell us a little bit about it.
Absolutely. So obviously I work as a social media manager and strategist, and this was never my intention, but I realized that other social media managers were reaching out to me and saying, tell me about how to do what you do. I want to work from home. I want to set my schedule. I want financial freedom. And when enough people reached out to me, I realized I think it's time to create something for others to do exactly what I do. Mm. So I created Social Media University, and right now we're at over 130 members within the university, but it's just an an incredible place. There are training programs, worksheets, but most importantly, a community that supports each other. No question is a dumb question. You can come in and ask anything about social media and managing clients.
What do you think some of the things people do to really screw up their social media presence?
That's a really good question. Well, I see it a lot. One of the things that I see more often than not that is a huge mistake is when a business starts taking a very personal approach on big issues. If your business is about something that has to do with, you know, online marketing or a physical product, you really want to stay away from anything that has to do with religion, politics, sex, or anything controversial, just because one careless tweet could absolutely spiral out of control and go completely viral and give you a result that you're not hoping for.
Actually, that reminds me of the Dixie Chicks, because their music was so fun and then they got kind of political and it was so awkward. It was like, it really kind of put a big, huge, it was funny because you don't really need to be in politics as a singer. I mean, of course you always can. I don't really have judgment, but that was kind of a strange thing when they just went all into politics and it really didn't work for them.
Yes.
So what do you have going in the future? And I have a good question. What book do you like?
I read so many books. It's not even funny. The president of the Forbes 30 Under 30 list gave me the advice to read one book every single week. And he said, at the end of that year, you will have learned more than most people do in a lifetime. And he was absolutely right.
Oh my goodness.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
So I read so many books. It's kind of not even funny. There's one book that I really enjoyed. It's very controversial, but it is called Trust Me, I'm Lying by Ryan Holiday. It is a real, real powerhouse of information and how to master media.
So I actually did think of one other thing. How important are visuals in the social media playground?
Visuals are incredibly important, especially if you're in any space that has like a physical product or something that you need to translate. Since social media isn't an interactive experience, you're not tasting, touching, smelling, or even hearing the products or the different types of services that are available, it's so important to have visual representations of your quality of work.
So if I have a book, not that I don't have 25 or 30 books, but if I had a book that I was promoting, how would I get different visuals for that?
There could be one of the best things that I would do is to actually run a challenge and to either send that book to 20 different people or to send the book to influencers that you want to read the book and then ask them to send back photos of them reading the book or of the book on their tabletop.
I love it.
Suddenly you have 20 or 30 different visuals that you can use.
That's beautiful. And you can tag them on their social media and say thank you. And I love it. Thank you, Rachel, for coming. What else would you like to share with our listeners and where can they find you?
Absolutely. Well, they can learn more about me at my website, which is rachelpeterson.com, all E's and a D. So it's spelled kind of funny. But there's something for everyone. There's my podcast, which is The Rachel Peterson Show. If somebody's looking to get in touch with a social media manager, I do matchmaking for that. Or if anyone says, I want to learn more about being a social media manager, there's information on Social Media University so they can get into touch with me directly.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so, so much for having me, Erica. This has been fun.